Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara. We are back for another week. We are still in business. I am Jess.
Welcome, everybody. I'm still Jen, always Jen.
Jen, how you doing?
I'm good. Today's an okay day.
Yeah?
I think everything's all right today.
Okay.
Husband has a new haircut, courtesy of me.
Yes, I saw on your personal Instagram. I was having a giggle last night.
I'm waiting for you to do Jeff's hair. It's happening soon. I can feel it.
No, you think he would let me even go near his hair with a pair of scissors?
You pull him over and put him on the phone with me and I'll take care of that. Don't you worry.
I think he's loving this excuse because he had long hair long time. I'm saying long time ago. He had long hair and then he cut it. He had long hair for the wedding and then he cut it like 2 months later. And like, I was like, are you kidding me?
You just posted a throwback photo for your second anniversary. Happy
yes.
anniversary,
Thank
by the way.
You.
And
Thank
I was
you.
Like, oh, right. Jeff used to have long hair.
He loves a long haired look. And I think he's like thriving in this kind of like, I don't know. He also has like a beard now. I always call him like Brian Wilson. He's in this like Brian Wilson, like not get out of bed kind of just like. Phase.
I think a lot of people are there with him. But we're still bringing the glam, bringing the beauty. It's the Fat Mascara you know and love. So what are we going to talk about this episode?
All right. We're going to talk about, well, first of all, I hope you guys are all hanging in. We really have to kind of like pull up our bootstraps to get through it every day. So I hope you guys are doing okay. It's rough, isn't it? Okay. Headlines. We've got, I have to tell you, Jen prepared the headlines today, and I took a little sneaky peek at them before we I'm just letting you know what goes on behind the scenes at FM. I just took a quick peek to see what she'd prepared. There's some really Uh-oh. Interesting ones today. No, I'm excited.
Oh, I did a good job.
But
okay,
I just skimmed because I wanted to have like a natural reaction to them. Okay, then will the famous lipstick index hold? I love this topic. And then we've got a listener question about strawberry legs. And if that doesn't make sense to you now, it will, because this is like a really specific but far-reaching problem. Now, Jen, who is our guest today?
Our guest is Ms. Kathleen Fuentes. And if you don't know that name, that's probably because you know her name, Kathleen Lights, the amazing YouTuber and Instagrammer.
Major.
So major. And I'm so sorry to say Jess was not there for this interview because we recorded it, I believe this one, in the beginning of February. And you were just like ready to go, about to have a baby.
Yeah.
So it was just me and Kathleen hanging in the studio. We had a great chat about her nail line, about her videos, about her social life, about everything. So it's a really good interview. And I hope you guys like it. It's time for the beauty headlines. You ready, Jess?
I'm ready.
Okay, so first up, Ulta Beauty has always had this charitable arm, UBCF, and they did this associate relief program, which I love, for people who need financial help that work at the Ulta stores. But this is what they're doing right now. They are opening up all of those grants to furloughed employees and store associates affected by the pandemic financially, or even, you know, because they got sick or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But how is this for putting your money where your mouth is? Mary Dillon, the CEO, said she was indefinitely foregoing her base salary. Then she, on top of that, donated $500,000 to the relief fund.
Oh, this is great.
Isn't that amazing? And then the entire board of directors is donating as well. Like, I'm not saying this is the only brand doing this kind of thing. A lot of brands are having to furlough or do pay cuts, and they're letting the executives take pay cuts as well. But I just think it's really cool that they set up a grant process for employees. So
I love that
job.
She's forgoing her salary, because we know there are so many extremely wealthy people who would like not even miss a year's salary if it like just like went missing from their bank account. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you don't realize
I can't
that
take it
until they volunteer to forego their salary. But
right,
thank you to Ulta, you know?
Well done, Mary Dillon.
Okay, next up, we're getting to see, it's that time, we're about a month, a little bit more than a month into our quarantine, we're getting to see what celebrity hair really looks like. So I've been keeping an eye on some accounts. Hilary Duff dyed her hair blue. You go, girl. I don't know what the thinking was there, but she went ahead and went teal. But then so many celebrities are going gray, and you can just check out their Instagrams. DJ Khaled, Johnny Knoxville, who knew Johnny Knoxville dyed his hair?
I think a lot of the male celebrities do. Yeah.
I think it's the guys are the ones that are showing. But also Tia and Tamara, remember the show they used to be on?
Sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're both showing their grays. I'm just here to say I'm ready to see more. All you celebrities, let's see those roots, you know?
You know what's funny? I was watching Today the other day and seeing, and listen, like all these women look great, but like Savannah clearly like had done her hair on, and she was in the studio. She'd done her own hair and makeup, and like on in Channel 5, Rosanna Scotto like done her own hair and makeup. Wendy Williams, she done her own hair and makeup.
Our Australian listeners right now are like, who the hell is she talking about?
Okay, major like newscasters had done their own hair and makeup, and they look great, but you can tell the difference between pro like bulletproof hair and makeup. Yeah. And like how you and I do, you know, it's just, and they're beautiful women, but it's like there's a difference between a professional artist and like the average, like they're not hair and makeup people, you know? Yep. So it's really funny to see when they have to do it themselves, you know?
We are seeing the real deal.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, cry, scream, laugh. I don't know what you want to make of this news, but we have it. It's official. TikTok influencers are now creating beauty lines. Obviously, that was going to happen, though. The first one I saw, though, is Shanae and Renee. They're the Nell twins. There are so many twin influencers on TikTok, by the way, which I just think is so random. Anyway, they have launched Gloss Twins, which is a line of three lip glosses, and they're available for pre-order now, £9.50. How do you say that in British, actually, Jess? You know, you lived in London. £9.50.
Yeah, but I would just say, yeah, like, yeah, £9.50.
Okay, that sounded weird when I said it. There you go. There's an American giving, you know, British pounds prices to you. Okay, you ready for Jen's Science Corner?
I don't know if my brain could work that hard right now, but sure. I think our audience is.
While you are on maternity leave, I just like started doing a little Science Corner here and there. And so, when appropriate, when you let me, I'm going to keep doing that.
I think people like it.
She says, I think other people like it. Okay. You're dealing with it. Here we go. A new study by Cal researchers, that's the company that owns like Biore, published in the Journal of the Society of Cosmetic Chemists in Japan, found some interesting things about what happens to our lips as we age. As you guys know, Jess and I have always said the vermilion border disappears. So that's like the edge of your lip.
Oh yeah, I have no lips.
Now we have science to prove some other things. First up, your lips become more dry and prone to chapping, and that actually peaks in your 30s, which I thought was interesting. And then the red lip portion becomes thinner. I think everybody knows that as you age. And that this part was crazy to me. The portion between your nose and the top of your top lip, so that I think it's called the philtrum, right, Jess? That sound that?
The wait, this, I mean, you guys can't see me, Jen can see me, but the part,
yeah, between, like right above your Cupid's bow.
But our producer is nodding yes. It seems like he has some knowledge that we don't.
About the philtrum, okay. Or anyway, so when you're younger, that's convex. It curves in and your lips are plump. As you get older, it rounds out the other way. You get more Muppety looking and it actually lengthens, and that can make you look older as well.
Oh, that's why I look like that.
Oh, stop it.
No, I've noticed it.
Well, science says on average, those changes start when you hit 40. I mean, we're getting there, so.
Yes. Oh, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, before you're like cute and pouty, and then you're like
Muppety.
Old and, yeah, Muppety.
Yeah, so the length between your nose and the top of your lip gets longer. That is all proven by science, and this has been Jen's Science Corner.
That's fascinating. That was a good one.
Oh, good. Now you like it.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, Jen, we talked about a week or two ago about whether or not we're wearing makeup right now. You know, we're sitting around the house, we've got nowhere to go. But at the same time, there's lots of conversation about, is beauty selling? Because if we're sitting around, are we actually like buying beauty? You know, so this has brought up the topic of the lipstick index. Now, this is a little
famous lipstick index.
Yeah. Now, this is a little inside baseball. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, don't feel badly. Leonard Lauder, the famous Leonard Lauder, he had coined this term. And it basically means that in times of economic distress, lipstick or sales of cosmetics, but especially lipstick, they have been inversely proportionate to economic downturn.
So yeah, he first coined that term in a Wall Street Journal article back like in 2001 after a recession then. And honestly, for the last 19 years or 20 years, whatever it is, people in the beauty industry love quoting and talking about the lipstick index because they feel like, okay, well, if the economy's bad, don't worry, sales go up.
People, you know, they always say that beauty survives because women will always want to feel beautiful. You know, we had Charlotte Tilbury on a few years ago and she said, you know, even in, you know, the most horrific circumstances in the world, women, you know, they come out of war zones looking for lipstick to feel, you know, like themselves again. You know, and you've spoken about that as well. But right now, we are in this really surreal time. And I don't know if you want to be really specific and really literal, I don't know if lipstick is the product that people are looking for. And I'm ask, and that's not a leading question. Like, I really don't know. I'm not sure if that's what's selling.
I do know because I did a little research on like sales in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Here's my theory. You want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
Okay, I think it's not going to be called the lipstick index anymore. I think it's going to be the serum index.
Okay.
Because this time around, it seems like right now, you know, let's see, this is going to go on for a while, but color cosmetic sales are not staying steady. Everything's tanked, but what came back first was skincare, serums, face masks, body care. Those sales online are starting to come back up. But like, they haven't seen yet that lipstick has. However, eye makeup has a little bit.
And do you think that's because people want to look refreshed? They want to look awake?
You got it. I think there was one concealer at Ulta.com was like booming. And I also think, at least talking about a certain segment of the population that's able to work from home and doing a lot of these Zoom meetings,
yeah,
like you're putting on mascara and concealer so you like, you could see everyone and your eyes need to pop. Yeah. So I feel like this needs a new name. What do you think?
I think there's definitely like the Zoom. Yeah, we can call it something, you know, catchy and sexy, like the Zoom effect. Because first of all, your whole life's been turned upside down. If you're not crying because you lost your job or you have like 7 children, like, look at me, you know, I homeschool me while you're like trying to talk to your boss. You do need to look alert. You do have to look kind of like polished without looking like you are, you know, looking like glamorous, because there's something kind of weird and like tone deaf about looking like you have a red lip on. Because it's like, yeah, hey, where are you going? No one's going out. So where are you going, lady? Like, there's something kind of strange and like peculiar about that. So you don't want to look like that. Second of all, you don't want to wear lipstick if you're going out because you're wearing a freaking face mask. So what's going on there? It's like you want your eyes to stand out if you're going to do any makeup. But I actually think that what we're seeing a lot of with the skincare that you were talking about is like, you just want to look just like refreshed. Like you're looking in the mirror and thinking like, God, I am so goddamn haggard because like we just look so...
You're stressed.
Yeah, we're stressed. It's like you're confronting yourself every morning and you're like, this is a nightmare. This is a waking nightmare. One thing that's funny is my friend told me the other day, Lucy, you know her. She was like, I've spent so much money on candles. People are buying these like home comforts. And I know that the sales of candles are going up.
Okay, that could be it too. You know what else I was thinking about after the other recession that I've lived through, which was around 2008, it was like a big nail art boom.
Yeah.
And that's another one that I don't think is going to happen this time around. But I'm hearing you with like home fragrance, facial skincare, eye stuff, makeup and cosmetics and skincare that makes you look awake. That's, I think, what's going to rebound for the beauty industry first.
Anything that makes you feel, I think, comforted, awake, and just kind of like just revived, not necessarily sexy.
All right, we got to get my serum index out there so I could be the next Lauder, though. Can you help, like, start that going? Like, anybody who wants to quote me, go ahead. You heard it on Fat Mascara first, so 20 years from now, everybody will be like, remember when Jen Goldstein coined the serum index? You going to be behind me on that? Come on.
I'll push it. Let's put it out there. Hashtag the serum index.
Thank you.
All right, Jen, we have a question, and this is a goodie. It's from Jordan Harrell. Jordan says, hi, weird subject, LOL, but I wanted to see if you guys had any suggestions for quote unquote strawberry leg. I love that it's singular, leg. I've had this for a long time and I know a lot of people have it as well. I wanted to see if you had any solutions for this or if this is more of a dermatological concern. These are basically the dots on your legs after you shave if you haven't heard of it. Thanks in advance, longtime listener, Jordan. Jordan, thank you for bringing this up. I never knew there was a name for this. I definitely have the strawberry leg.
It's so funny you say that because once she said what it was, I was like, I did not know that was called strawberry leg. And isn't strawberry leg like the name of a new song that we need to record immediately? Like, strawberry legs. I don't know. So I got help for Jordan, though. Don't you worry. Even though we didn't know what it was called, we're very aware of this problem. Dr. Heidi Waldorf, a dermatologist here in New York, she also didn't hear the strawberry term, but she knew exactly what we were talking about. So basically, these are black, brown, purple, dark red, depending on your skin tone. That's what color they will be. Spots all over your leg, typically after shaving. But Dr. Waldorf says it's not always after shaving because it's sort of like keratosis pilaris. Jess, you know that, right? KP.
But KP are bumps like that are buildup, like skin buildup.
And that's sort of what this is. What's happening is you're getting enlarged pores where every hair is because dead skin, oil, and sometimes bacteria is getting in there. And that's causing that little oxidized looking sebum plug or a little bit of inflammation. It's sort of like folliculitis. Okay, here's what you do. Jordan, we've got you. You want to use an exfoliating moisturizer daily, which like seems like a misnomer, you know, exfoliating and then moisturizer. But these are moisturizers with AHA acids like glycolic. So Dr. Waldorf recommends Neostrata smoothing lotion that has glycolic acid. And then you've heard of this, I'm sure, Amlactin lotion.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's the one with, I think, lactic acid that also would work. Or CeraVe has one with a BHA, which is salicylic acid. So you apply that, you're moisturizing, but it's also exfoliating away those little plugs. Don't over scrub. Don't get in there with the loofah because that could really irritate it. And of course, Dr. Waldorf was like, she's kind of anti-loofah anyway because they are like bacteria harbors. So that's not good. And then if that doesn't help after a week or 2 weeks and you're getting like more inflammation and it's really red looking or it's uncomfortable, you could use like an anti-redness cream. So like a hydrocortisone cream, for example.
That's quite the prescription. I like it.
You like that? Very official. If you want to get crazy and go into the doctor's office, they can also hit you with a V-beam laser, which, you know, that's the one that deals with vascularity. So that would bring down the redness. But honestly, I have a friend who has this really bad and it's not red. It looks like deep purple mauve-y kind of bumps. And it was so funny. We used to compare legs when we were younger and we'd always be like, why do you have polka dots? You know, like when we first started shaving. I think a lot of women just think that's what their follicle looks like with no hair in it. And that's not the case.
Yeah, that's just, I thought that it was just because I had fair legs. I get that a lot. I get that like, I kind of get that like it's just in the summer, like the more I shave, the more it looks like that.
You, and then you saw strawberry legs and you were like, oh, great. Another redheaded problem. Yeah.
But first I thought it was something like, oh, like, for babies, you know, like I just thought that it was just like a weird, like, Dermatological
I mean,
thing.
Now that you picture the skin of a strawberry, it kind of makes sense. But Jordan, not only did you ask us a question, you schooled us as well. We learned something in this one. So if you guys have questions, you know what to do. Send them to info@fatmascara.com or you could call us. Leave us a voicemail. Our phone number is 646-481-8182. And maybe we'll answer your question on an episode coming up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. We're here with I'm here. I recorded this interview while Jess was on maternity leave. It's Kathleen Fuentes, better known as Kathleen Lights. She's a beauty influencer and content creator based in Miami. She currently has more than 4 million subscribers on YouTube. She's known for her product reviews and makeup tutorials and challenges, and for collaborating with numerous brands like ColourPop, Ofra Cosmetics, Briogeo, and more. She's also the founder of the nail polish line Lights Lacquer, which I actually have on my toes right now in the color Serendipity. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
She said she's nervous.
I'm so nervous. I'm shaking right now.
Oh, my God. Stop. Chill out. It's going to be fun. I've heard you say on YouTube so many times that you're not a makeup artist.
Oh, my God. I'm not a makeup artist.
Okay, but it's been 7 years-ish that you've been doing this. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, because I feel like, I mean, I don't do makeup on other people. You know, I never did.
I've seen you do it on your husband.
And it's awful. Did you see that? It's the worst. He looks like...
I wasn't really looking at the makeup. I just kept looking at his face and being like, this poor man.
A lot of...
Thank you for your service.
This poor man.
And
we got so many comments like, Kathleen, we understand why you're not a makeup artist now. We get
it. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I cannot do makeup on another face. I don't know what it is. I'm so bad at it.
But when you do... Say you're doing a photo shoot for one of these brands that you work with and you do like this epic eye look, you do your own makeup, right?
For my photo shoots? No, actually, one of my best friends, Gabby, okay, is a makeup artist, and thankfully she does my makeup for a lot of those things.
Okay, so you still say you're not a makeup artist?
100%. I am a makeup reviewer.
I was going to say, but your expertise then lies in products, right?
Yeah, yeah. I do love makeup, don't get me wrong, and I love, like, I'm a true beauty vlogger, but when it comes to actually putting makeup on other people, I'm not very good.
Okay, so my favorite thing about your product reviews and about your channel in general has been how price agnostic you are. Like, you will do a drugstore full face. You are not afraid of a dupe or calling out an expensive product that's too expensive. Has it always been that way? Or once you started getting more products for free, were you like, now let's move on to the rich stuff?
No, it's always been this way. I feel like since I used to watch YouTube a lot back in my day, I when Danny joined the military, I had no friends in Mississippi. So I would just sit at home and I would watch YouTube all day. So I would mainly focus on like affordable reviews because I kind of like stayed at home. And I mean, I worked at the Next. Do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
It's like the Navy Exchange. It's like it's kind of like a Walmart on base.
Gotcha.
And I worked in the electronics department in the back. So I wasn't making a ton of money. So I was mainly watching drugstore reviews and drugstore makeup. And then when I started doing stuff on my channel, I could only afford to do like drugstore.
Right, and you're buying the stuff yourself.
But even when, as I started to get like stuff for free, even as I started to work with like expensive brands, like, you know, you can't forget where you come from. At the end of the day, like there are some people looking for expensive reviews, some people looking for drugstore reviews, and I just want to make sure I'm targeting everybody.
I'm assuming some brands send you things, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you also still go shopping?
Yes. I always buy my makeup too. You know, sometimes I'll get something in the mail that I would have just bought. Like, actually, that happened to me the other day with like a Natasha Denona palette. I bought it on Sephora and I got it in PR and I was like, oh, damn. But it's just...
Now you have doubles.
Yeah, now I have double and I get to like give this away. I give it to a friend. But it's just, I always want to make sure that I'm still purchasing my makeup because I just want people to know that I'm still a consumer at the end of the day. I'm still buying things just like them. You know?
Yeah. Oh, all right. Let's just talk about just like them. What happens when you go in Ulta now? Like, I can't imagine you just walking into Ulta or Sephora and nobody noticing.
That's actually the two places, I'm not going to lie, where I get recognized the most.
Of course.
I got to be honest. At Home Depot, I go there all the time. Never get recognized. But Sephora and Ulta, yeah, it's like the motherland.
Well, is everybody coming up to talk to you or they try to sell you stuff? Like, how's it go? Can you try and be invisible or is it just not possible?
Not really. Not in Sephora and Ulta. I got to be honest. Every time I go, either the people who work there either know me, I guess, from like watching YouTube and or I'll get like a subscriber who's shopping there as well and they'll come up to me and say hi. It's pretty cool, actually.
Okay, so you're just like us up to a point. Okay, and we were talking about the difference between expensive products and less expensive products. Do you think there are certain things that say like a drugstore brand or a cheaper brand does better?
Oh my God, yes.
Like what? Like what kind of products are you like you don't have to spend a lot on to get a good whatever it is, like.
Oh, that's it. Definitely, I think lip products.
Yeah.
There's so many like high-end lipsticks and liquid lipsticks and lip glosses where I get like the same thing from drugstore ones. It's crazy. All of my lip products, for example, I have this Essence lip liner.
Oh, yeah, I love that brand.
Essence, they're so cheap. They're mm-hmm. like a couple dollars. And I just recently discovered it's like their new 8-hour waterproof lip liner. It lasts forever and it's like $3. And my NARS lip liners last the same amount, but they're like $32 lip liners. It's crazy.
What about the other way around? Are there things like once you were able to get a fancier product, like you were just like, you know what? It's worth spending for X, like whatever X is.
I would say that's mainly for me for skincare, 100%.
Oh, okay. You like notice the difference.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. But for makeup, man, there is drugstore makeup that is just as good. I was going to say foundations, but no, there's like a L'Oreal foundation, the Fresh Wear. I'm obsessed with it. It's
oh, the
so 20, good.
24 yes. hour one. Infallible.
Yeah,
I know it.
It's so good.
Are you wearing that now?
Actually, no, I'm wearing the Fenty Beauty one.
Oh, okay. See, look who's talking because Fenty's not inexpensive.
Well, it's not, but I brought it because it's travel friendly. And, you know.
Oh, because it's a stick, right?
It's a little tube. It's like a little tube. It has a pump. It's super easy to just throw in your bag, and I'm a mess. I break everything, so.
Oh, not the stick
one. The L'Oreal is glass. Okay, I can't travel with that.
I know. I feel like it has something to do with so the color doesn't change. They put it in a glass bottle.
Oh, yeah?
We had we had a L'Oreal. The woman that literally makes the L'Oreal foundations, we had her on the show. Belanda was her name. And she was talking about how they, like, oxidize and change in a plastic container.
Yeah.
Have you ever broken something where you're just like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, all the time.
All right.
Yeah.
Give an example.
My subscribers know. If they watch my channel, I drop things 24/7. I have broken my Tatcha Luminous Dewy Skin Mist, okay? That one hurt me the most.
That's not a cheap product.
It's not. I got to be honest.
It's a beautiful product,
It
though.
Is. It's so good. I love Tatcha.
I dropped an oud fragrance this morning. I was like, why couldn't I have dropped, like, a nice citrus? Now my apartment just reeks of oud wood. Okay. Can we talk about astrology?
Oh, my God. Sure. I'll be here all day.
I am a lifelong disbeliever.
Wait, what? Are you a disbeliever? Can I guess your sign?
Okay. Oh, this is what I wanted to get
okay,
into.
No, wait,
what do you think?
Just kidding. That's too much pressure for me. I need to, like, sit down with
all right,
you for
at the
a
end
few
of
hours.
The, no, at the end of the show, we'll see if you could tell my sign. But here's my thing. I feel like it's not a science. There's no science to it. But I can tell you fully believe in it. What do you like about astrology and why do you believe in the signs and the stars?
I started really getting into it because I'm an Aquarius.
Wait, what is an Aquarius about? Like, what's your shtick?
They're like the weird sign. They're like really awkward. They're like into like alien stuff. They're bizarre, very strange. They're kind of detached. But growing up, I always felt like I wasn't very Aquarius-y because I would cry every single day. I felt super emotional my whole life. And usually Aquariuses are not. Like, they just...
Okay.
Why, are you an Aquarius? You're looking at me.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Keep going. I'm learning.
So I got into astrology because I wanted to get to know more about myself, believe it or not. And when I found out I had a Scorpio moon, it changed the game. Changed my whole life.
But you changed your personality just because you...
No. It made me understand my chart because I was like, okay. Oh, astrology isn't real. I'm an Aquarius, but I cry every day. I'm an Aquarius with this. You know what I mean? So once I found out I have a Leo rising and I have a Scorpio moon, and I started to see like, oh, it's more than just your sun sign. You have a whole birth chart.
Okay, so if someone finds out their whole birth chart and it's still not matching up with, you know, whoever says they should be like...
Well, I guess there, that's like nature versus nurture, right? I guess like how you grew up and...
But
how
you do see an influence of it.
100%.
Okay, does it affect at all how you feel about beauty? Like, what's an Aquarius's beauty style?
Oh, man.
Are you artsier?
Oh, Aquariuses, yeah, they're more creative. I don't have many talents, but my brother, he's an Aquarius, and he is an amazing...
I can't believe you just said I don't have many talents. You're very talented. Don't say that about yourself. Confidence.
I mean, like, yeah, you're right. I'm very talented. But my brother, he's an Aquarius, and he's an amazing singer, artist, musician. He's so great at such an Aquarius thing. They're very artsy.
Okay, but you're artsy. You do your makeup and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you design your home. And
yeah, I'm into that.
I see that. I see sometimes these brands put out like a palette for a different sign. I've seen nail polishes. How do they even come up with that shit? Because like, now I'll just tell you my sign. Are you ready?
Wait. Okay, you're skeptical about signs. But are you a Capricorn?
I am not.
Okay, because they're like the most skeptical.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, like they don't believe in astrology.
Maybe that's my rising thing.
Maybe that's right.
Rising moon? What did you say?
It's your three, like, main signs.
I don't know those. I just know my main one is Libra.
Libra? I love Libras.
Okay. Well, that's good. We'll get along.
Yeah, because I'm an air sign. You're an air sign?
Oh, we're both air signs. Okay, mm-hmm. How does that affect beauty? Like, can you really say an air sign likes this color?
Well...
Or are they just, like, marketing that?
Well, I mean, every sign does have a color. Like, for example, Aquariuses, like, their color palettes are, like, blues and, like, airy colors. Libras like pinks and blues as well. Geminis like yellow, and they're like fun, airy colors.
Okay.
Earth signs like Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, they like earthy colors, like browns and dark greens. And
you find the more people you meet, this always sort of starts to line up with, like...
Oh, my God, 100%.
I need to be less skeptical, maybe. Maybe I have Capricorn rising.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Okay. It's all working out. Let's talk about business a little bit. You're like a business. Not only did you create this channel, multiple channels, all these collaborations, you own your own nail polish business.
Yes.
But yet I've heard you say that you don't often go get manicures from a professional.
I mean, I do have someone that I go to for like the cool nail art and like the interesting stuff.
Oh, and like extensions or things
like
that.
Yeah, like the tips and the long nails. But for the most part, I try to give myself an at-home manicure, which is kind of like how this whole nail polish thing started.
Yeah, tell me.
Is because I was super... I'm not going to like drop any names, but I was really into polish back in the day, and I would review a bunch of brands on YouTube, but there was always something about each brand that I didn't like, whether it was the brush, it was way too skinny, or it would just chip so easily. I don't know. Some people's nail polish lasts forever. Mine chips like in 2 days.
Same.
So, yeah, and... Or it was just like too runny, or I don't know what it was, the cap. And I was like, you know what? What if I did this myself? What if I created the polish that I'm looking for? Because none of these brands are giving me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, you had your other brand, KL Polish,
yes,
right?
Yes, KL Polish.
And so when that ended, that business relationship, what did you learn that, like, did you change the formulas at all? Or was that a chance to, like, redo the bottle? Like, what did you do differently when you launched? In my head, it's Lacquer Lights, right?
It's Lights Lacquer, yeah.
Lights Lacquer. I want to keep saying...
It's confusing. It's kind of like a
tongue
twister.
No, it sounds good. I just keep saying it the opposite way. Yeah, Sorry about that.
The thing for me was when I created KL Polish, like I was looking for my ideal nail polish. So I wanted like a wide paddle brush. I wanted a soft touch cap. I wanted a formula that was going to last a really long time, but was also very shiny and dried really quickly. So I achieved all of that with KL Polish. And so when I started Light Sacker again, I was pretty much trying to do the same thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Trying to get the same quality polish, a really good brush. Not many things. It's still a really great, amazing formula. It's still a great brush. It's... If you have both, you'd be like, oh.
Did you have more freedom with the colors? Like, are you, or is it
just... No, I always had, like, really amazing... It was always me picking colors and stuff like that.
But you're still doing your own manicure, right?
Yeah, yeah. Home,
okay, so
sure.
Give me a tip. How do I do my non-dominant hand? This always happens to me when
oh
I get...
Oh, my God.
Well, because I'm right-handed, and when I do my right hand, it's just a mess.
You have to do the thumb trick, okay? That's the only way
What's the thumb trick?
Do your thumbs last. Okay, that is the trick, because I'm lefty, and I cannot do my left hand. It looks like a mess. I agree. So what I do is I leave my thumbs, like I don't paint them.
And on either hand.
On either hand.
Oh, so that the dominant hand, you're not smushing the thumb of it while you're doing the other hand.
Yeah, and you use your thumb to like clean around. So I'm doing, I'm showing you the motions here. But
I know. I'm sorry, we're on a podcast. We're not on a video.
Not a video. I'm used to a video.
But no, so you can use the edge of your nail to clean up.
On your non-dominant hand.
Well, so I don't do that because if it's already painted, you fucked it up.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry. See, I cursed. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, that's a really good tip.
Yeah, so you just do your thumbs last. And then, I mean, sure, your thumb or your non-dominant thumb or whatever might look a little. At the end, because you don't have anything to clean that one up, but it does the trick.
It's like now your business and personal life sort of have intersected all the time. We get to see everything about you online with your video. Did you learn any other things from that business relationship to apply to your new business? Like, okay, this time I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to like make sure to respond to every subscriber comment personally.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Or
yeah.
Do you do that? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm all up in the socials. Like I log in on the Instagram all the time. I'm responding to comments, even if they think like it's Lightslack or the brand. Sometimes it's me.
That's you?
Yeah, I'm a lot more involved. I want to make sure that people know that I'm very serious. You know, I love my subscribers. I want them to have the best product, and I care about them so much that I want to be as involved as I can be.
Yeah.
So for this time around, I mean, I was super involved in Kale Polish. Don't get me wrong, but it is my baby now.
I know.
It's all me. So it all falls on me at the end of the day. I want to make sure it's good.
I've seen a lot of other influencers, and they have lines. And like sometimes when you give your name to someone else, you don't know what happens with the product at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And so because you are so open and you're on TV, well, YouTube all the time. Do you ever run into problems where your personal life and your business life or the job of being a content creator just coincide in a bad way?
I mean, yeah, a lot of the times, just recently, I feel like I haven't, in January, I was kind of like having a rough patch on YouTube. I wasn't posting that much.
And, oh, yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, I had like a family emergency and a lot of personal stress. And when I feel anxiety or stress or sad, like I honestly cannot film. I can't turn the camera on. You can see right through me. Even if I pretend to be in good spirits, like I just can't be. So a lot of the times my personal life will affect my YouTube 100%.
Are people responsive and supportive when you get back on and do a video? Or do you find they're like you lose people for a couple weeks if you just disappear?
I feel like my true subscribers, they're always like, oh, take as much time as you need. You know, we're here as long as you need us. Don't worry about it. And they always make me feel a lot better about taking my little breaks here and there because, I mean, YouTube for me is like my number one priority. I love posting. I love making videos. So whenever I go a week without posting, I get so anxious and I'm always apologizing. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I can't post. And they're always really, really, really accepting. And they're like, oh, you know what? Just take your time. We're here. Your mental health, your anxiety, you know, you come first. So
it's nice to hear that because I think when you think of a job like yours, to me, honestly, it sounds so anxiety inducing. And from somebody who has a little bit of anxiety, it feels nice to know that there's positives to it, that there's people there to support you.
Yeah, yeah.
When things go wrong.
Absolutely. Because a lot of the times people don't take you seriously online, or they assume everybody online is lying or just not being honest or being truthful. So the fact that I can be so open about my anxiety and my issues and they're so accepting and so loving about it, it's great.
Okay, back to the easy questions about products, because we only talked about a couple so far. I need to know more about what goes on Kathleen's face every morning and in her hair. So let's pretend when you're in your bathroom, we open up your medicine cabinet. Like, what can you not live without lately?
Oh, I love Tatcha skincare. Okay, Tatcha and Drunk Elephant are my favorite skincare. They're super expensive, but they're so good. I cannot live without my Drunk Elephant moisturizers. I cannot.
Which ones do you like?
I'm really loving the proteiny one right now. It just
so funny. If you don't tell the color, I have no idea which one
it's
that is.
The one.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the green one, the orange one.
It's like the one with the teal cap. It's like the light green cap. And then there's like the purple one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That one. I like the green one more. I'm really into Tatcha.
And I noticed you've been wearing your hair curly more. What are you using to keep your curl? This is natural curl that you have right now?
Well, I mean, I'm attempting to revive my curls back. I'm on this new curly girl journey.
Yes.
And
how's it going?
I haven't been doing it for that long. I'm only like on week two, but I swear I've seen a difference already. I'm really loving the Not Your Mother's Curl Talk mousse.
Okay.
I've been trying several mousses, and I feel like that one is really, really good to like bring your curls back to life. I'm really into that. But like RealGio is my favorite hair care products. I love them.
And once you started trying to like bring back the texture to your hair and like scrunching in product and things like that, do you think your hair is like getting trained back to being curly?
Once the damage is
done. Asking for a friend.
I feel like once the damage is done, it's really hard to bring your curl pattern back.
Yeah.
But you can use products to like try to revive them. I think a good solid haircut is what's going to help. But
okay, who cuts your hair?
My mom, actually.
No way.
Yeah, she's a little hairstylist lady.
I didn't know that. I mean, I'm kind of obsessed with your niece, but I don't know about your mom.
Oh, my God, Mila. She's the best.
She's such a ham.
Oh, man, she is amazing.
I feel like I love that it's like on your – I went through the Instagram highlights right before we talked to just be like, oh, what's she been up to in the last week or whatever? And I was like, Mila's getting so big.
Yeah, she's – my little Mila moments. I have them on.
She's adorable.
My stories. People request them every day. They're like, hey, where's Mila today?
Before I let you go, we do the same thing with all of our guests at Fat Mascara. It's like a lightning round of five questions.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
No,
I'm sorry. Okay, go.
I feel like you came into this whole thing with fear. Come in with confidence and power. You could do this.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be my motto for 2020.
Oh, my God, it's easy. They're just
let go of fear.
Let go of fear. That's a good one.
That is.
Okay. So first question, there's just five. So
okay, hit me.
What was the first beauty product you fell in love with, like when you were little? The first thing you remember, like...
Oh, my God. MAC Pretty Please lipstick.
You went straight to like a...
It was the first lipstick. It was like a sheer pink lipstick. My mom used to wear it back in the day when I was younger. And then when I got old enough to be able to wear lipstick, like she bought one for me.
What brings you a sense of calm? Like how do you relax? Like if you're feeling really anxious?
Music.
So then which song?
I go to like Norah Jones or Leon Bridges, something that just calms my soul. I really feel like music. If I didn't have music, I'd be a mess.
Is it like a headphone situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
A headphone situation, 100%. I just put my headphones on. I like literally pace around my kitchen. My husband can tell you. We have a little, an island in the middle of our kitchen, and I just walk around it like a crazy person, pacing around my kitchen, just trying to calm down. That's what eases my anxiety.
What's your favorite ice cream? Flavor and brands.
Ice cream makes me poop my pants really, really bad.
Good to know.
So I'm lactose
so a non-dairy, maybe a sorbet.
Oh, I love sorbet. Okay. But I do really like Ben & Jerry's non-dairy options. They're amazing.
Oh, okay. Do they make non-dairy?
Yes, they're called the non-dairy whatever. And the coffee one, the peanut butter coffee, life-changing.
So then
I love coffee-flavored ice cream, by the way. That's my favorite.
That's my favorite.
It's my favorite.
Wait, so what is it made of if it's not dairy?
Well, instead of like, I think they use almond milk. Instead of regular milk,
no lactose or whatever. Okay, we're almost done. Song that pumps you up. So you should be good at this if you're a music person. Like if
song
you need to be
pumps...
energized, like.
Ooh, actually, you know, it's a pretty new song. Have you seen the movie Birds of Prey, the new one?
I have not.
Harley Quinn. Me neither.
I saw the other two, but.
There's a new song with Doja Cat. It's called Boss Bitch.
I need this in my life.
It is so good. It'll be your new favorite workout song, I swear.
Okay. And then the last question. So at the end of the podcast, we always raise a wand to something. That's like we raise a mascara wand to something we're loving at the moment. So what would you like to raise a wand to? It can be anything. But I mean, usually it's a beauty product, but whatever.
Very random, but I want to raise a wand.
She's literally holding her hands up. You're doing it really well.
To my dose of colors. Meet Your Hue Concealer. I know it's super random.
Wait, what's the name of the concealer?
It's the Meet Your Hue Concealer.
Meet Your Hue.
From Dose of Colors. It's the first concealer that I found that I don't need to set with powder. It's like non-creasy. It's amazing. I'm obsessed with it. I'm going to raise my wand.
Under your eye, pimples, or anywhere?
Everywhere. It's my favorite concealer at the moment. I feel like I haven't fallen in love with a concealer like this in a long time.
Okay. Dose of Colors. Raise a wand.
Yes.
Kathleen, you were awesome. Nothing to be nervous about. You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on Fat Mascara.
No, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. It was such a fun time.
All right, Jen, it's time to raise a wand. I am very excited about this. I was like saving it for some weird reason, like saving it for a couple of weeks.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Well, I've been using this product for about a month and I'm really into it. So you know how we were talking about how people want to look like awake and refreshed and like they're not, you know, necessarily going crazy with the lipstick?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I'm saying people are doing this. I'm just saying like, you know.
I was just going to say everybody, not just you and the people out there, like, yes. We all want to look refreshed.
Yeah.
What are you going to refresh us
with? Guys, if you're still like going crazy with the lipstick, I'm not, you know, negging you. Like you do you. If you're going hardcore with red or something, that's great. I am going crazy for Anastasia Lash Brag Volumizing Mascara. What do you think, Jen?
wait, I know this mascara. I got in trouble because I put a picture by accident on social media too early before it launched. I wore it to iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. It's amazing.
And I'm surprised you didn't win. I'm surprised they didn't see you from the podium and just say, wait a second, give it to her.
Okay, so why do you like it?
It's juicy. It's thick. It's, well, not thick, like gunky. It's like, has like a wetness to it. Does that make sense? Like, it's not like pasty. It's like more wet.
Yes.
And it's very black, which is good because as I'm getting older, my lashes are just getting kind of paler and more sparse. And it doesn't clump very badly. It's thickening. So you do have to comb it through, but it's not too clumpy dumpy.
That's what I thought was so amazing about it. It's both thickening and it has that wet, juicy look of like a lengthening long formula. It's sort of like the best. It's the best of both worlds because usually those get a little grayish and crispy.
Yes. And I'm not going to name names, but a lot of the really thickening ones, yes, they have that. You nailed it. I couldn't figure out what it is. They get that grayish quality where it's like, ugh, and then it's crumbled.
Even texture wise, they get a little bit crispy, chunky, hard. And this is like lush and wet and thick. It's a great mascara. That's a really good one.
And guys, this is looking up the price online, my friends. $25, it looks like. So not cheap.
I've had my tube for quite a while. That wet factor, by the way, stays. It's not one of those mascaras that's going to dry out.
It looks like you can get little ones at Nordstrom for $13. Little guys.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What do you have?
So I want to raise a wand to a place here in New York City, Tuft NYC, T-U-F-T NYC. That is Eric's barbershop. And so, first of all, raise a wand to them for cutting his hair all the time because that shit is hard. But I do want to, this is not super happy news, but I just have to send out some love and prayers and all that. Miles Martinez, who is the founder of that, he's another one of my friends. Like one friend comes out of the hospital, another one goes in. He's not a friend. He's Eric's friend, but he's his barber. He's still in the hospital. He's been on a ventilator.
Oh, God, sorry.
He's turned a corner for the better from what I've heard. But that barbershop is such a community. It's an amazing place in New York City. And his scissors touch so many people. He does as well. And so I just want to send good thoughts and wishes to him and his family and the whole crew at Tuft NYC. And just to remind everybody that like he's a young guy and it affects everyone. So love to them, I guess. I wanted to raise a wand.
Raise a wand. Much love to him.
Thanks for listening. Our show is produced by At Will Media.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at FatMascara. Go to FatMascara.com to get a link to our private Facebook group and hit us up.
If you have a beauty question, you can send it to us at info@FatMascara.com. We'd love if you send us a voice memo. We also want to hear your raise a wands. Send those to the same address, info@FatMascara.com.
And if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. Just throw us some stars.